29 minutes to 6 o'clock, the 8th of Dhul-Hijjah, 1442. Let's welcome our beloved Honorable Fadilatul Ustad. Ustad, welcome to the program on this beautiful Monday morning. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum on Arafat. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan, Brother Riyaz Hussain. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, today is the 8th of Dhul-Hijjah, 1442, and with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla wala, we commence and begin a new chapter, a new surah, chapter 16, Surah Nahl. This refers to the bee, and we will speak about the bee and the honey when we reach that verse, insha'Allahul Aziz. And it was revealed before the migration of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from Makkah Mukarramah to Madinah Munawwarah, and it comprises 128 verses. So, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So, in the name of Almighty Allah, who is very, very gracious, very, very merciful. So, there are 114 chapters in the Noble Quran. In the beginning of each chapter, you will find Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Besides chapter 9, besides Surah Tawbah. Why? Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu gave a very good answer and said, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim is the manifestation of the mercy of Almighty Allah. And in that surah, Almighty Allah is speaking about the punishment, chastisement for those who opposed Almighty Allah Jalla Wala and the Prophet of Islam, Prophet Muhammad Habibuna Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Hence, Bismillah has been omitted. But still there is 114 Bismillah in the Noble Quran. The 114th one is there in the letter which Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salatu salam addressed to the Queen of Sheba of Yemen. Innahu min Sulaiman wa innahu Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. That this letter is from Sulaiman alayhi salam, Solomon, peace be upon him. And in the name of Allah, who is very gracious, very merciful, chapter number 27 and verse 30. So the Quran Sharif comprises 114 surahs and chapters, and Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim is mentioned also 114 times, and that is 113 times in the beginning of the various chapters, and the 114 time in chapter 27, verse number 30. Second point we should remember is that whenever we do an action which is permissible, we are eating, we are drinking, we are sleeping, we are driving. So whatever it is, always say Bismillah in the name of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. So that is that we always must be conscious of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala's ever recurring bounties that He is showering upon us. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The difference between Rahman and Rahim, Rahman is only, solely, exclusively for Almighty Allah. We cannot keep our son or daughter's name Rahman. There must be a prefix, Abdul Rahman, Ubaidur Rahman, Amatur Rahman for a girl. And for example, ar-Rahim, so Rahim, if you keep just Rahim, for the boy Rahim or the girl Rahima, so that would be permissible. So that is the big difference and easy for you to understand as well. Today we will focus on chapter 16, verse number 1 only. Ata amrullah, the commandment of Almighty Allah will surely come. Now if you look at it, it is in the past tense, but Almighty Allah is telling us what is going to happen. Whether it be our death, whether it be the punishment, whether it be the day of justice. So ata amrullah, the commandment of Almighty Allah will surely come to pass and will surely occur. Fala tasta'jilu, you should not hasten it and request and demand it must be hastened. You see the enemies of the prophets and messengers, peace be upon them. So the enemies, those who rebelled against them, would say, bring the punishment now and now. Everything will happen on the appointed time. You see, nowadays, when a calamity, disaster, catastrophe befalls a person, a people, they say, how I wish I was dead. No, in Islam, we do not utter such words. Always beg Almighty Allah for afiyah, safety, comfort, protection, preservation of our iman, our Islam, our faith, our conviction. So all that we should remember. The lady is expecting, say, I want to give birth now and now. It's getting too difficult. Nay, say, Ya Allah, let me give birth when there's khair and goodness. Subhanahu. Subhanahu means He Almighty Allah munazzahun anil uyubi wal naqais. He transcends every weakness, every shortcoming, every defect. Remember, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is more perfect than the word perfect. So the translation in English will be everlasting glory, perfection, solely, only for Allah. Never ever a mistake. Everything perfect. Sunrise perfect, sunset perfect, everything. What the Allah. Now you find people are saying, Allah forbid, Allah forbid, that He Almighty Allah has sons or daughters, or He has partners and associates. So all that Islam rejects. Islam is the only religion that teaches and preaches pure monotheism, to believe in the oneness, uniqueness of Almighty Allah. So what the Allah, He is far higher, exalted. Amma yushrikun, to what they are ascribing and associating to Him. The Christians will say, Jesus is the Son of God. You will get other people, the idol worshippers. They will say that they are worshipping these idols because that is how they will reach God. You find other people will say He has daughters. So Allah forbid, Islam came to reject all that and say, Wahdahu la sharika lahu. He is one and alone and absolutely no partner, no associate. Alhamdulillah, today is the 8th of Zulhijjah, 1442 in South Africa. Those of you who want to fast, you in South Africa, Southern Africa, other countries where it is the 8th, so remember you can make intention today of Monday fasting, which is Sunnah, and tomorrow you make intention for the Arafat fast. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Inni ahtasibu ala Allah, ayyukafira sanat al-madiya wal-baqiya. 2 years sins will be forgiven. The hadith is authentic in Sahih Muslim, the previous year and the following year. And remember, you keep one fast for Arafat, so that also is permissible. Those of you who are there in Saudi Arabia or Masjid al-Aqsa, Palestine and so forth, today is the 9th, today is the day of Arafat. So after sunrise, the Hujjaj, the pilgrims, 60,000 of them, will proceed from Mina to Arafat. So remember, for them it is a special, special day. And the reports we are getting is that the police and the authorities are very, very strict. They're paranoid, actually, that they must wear the mask and they must do social distancing and so forth. But you see in the Western countries, UK, others, that they're removing all these restrictions. But Allah give hidayat anyway. So Allah Ta'ala accept everyone's good deeds. Third one, we must thank Almighty Allah Jalla Wala that on Thursday we received the good news, the Bisharat, that our Haji Muhammad Ikhlas is reunited with his family, Alhamdulillah. And yesterday we received the news, our Hafiz Ismail Akunji, with the grace, mercy of Allah and the du'as of parents and so many others, wife, ma'asum, children, and many, many others, people, he got reconciled with his family and reunited. So all this is the power of du'a and only the mercy of Almighty Allah. So whenever we are in a difficulty, always say, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, Ya Allah, you are the most merciful one to show mercy. Allah loves it when we cry, we beg, we petition Almighty Allah. So whether today in your part of the world, it is the 8th of Zulhijjah, like South Africa, Southern Africa, so it is an auspicious day, and whether it's the 9th, the day of Arafat, also an auspicious day. So for us here, remember today on Radio Al Ansar International, Sirius FM, inshallah, and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, for today, we will carry the khutbah, the sermon live from Arafat Masjid Namira, inshallah al-Aziz. It should be around 11:30 or so. You know, sometimes they delay. So that will be today between 11:30 and 1, inshallah, South African time. The live khutbah, the imam who will be rendering the khutbah and the salat from Arafat today will be Sheikh Bandar Balila. So that we will do, and then we'll carry on with our tafsir and our report back between 2 and 2:30. And inshallah, tonight will be the Q&A live with Moana Arafat and myself between 8 and 10, inshallah al-Aziz. So make dua for us and the Ummah at large.
Ustad, there's an organization that who's giving food away to anyone in KZN. And they have arranged drop-off points everywhere so people can go and collect. And they say that anyone, be it poor or rich people. So basically anyone can collect, no question asked, Ustad. And he's giving groceries for a month to reduce people going out to shop. The question is, the listener is asking, Ustad, can anyone go whether it is rich or poor? And it says, Muftisab, Standard Bank sponsored 15 million. Gee, Ustad.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Remember that these type of organizations that they say they made the announcement, but last night when I saw the message, they say that they're not guaranteeing for a month and so forth. So sometime you must remember, people make announcements, whether it's official, not official. So take that out of your mind. They're not going to give you for 1 month and all these things there. They will give you what you need for a few days and so forth. So that also, remember, is a generous gesture, is good. And remember, they will give Muslim, non-Muslim, everybody. So to give zakat, remember, it's haram and not permissible. Today we must be very careful, because so many organizations are just giving, giving. And some of them told me openly, we just collect zakat. You can't give organizations like that zakat. You want to give them lillah, you want to give them sadaqah and all these type of things, that's fine. But zakat is only meant for poor Muslims. Yeah, the announcement is made, we will give anybody, everybody, no questions asked. So those people who gave zakat, your zakat is not discharged. So that is the most important issue. We should remember this. So in a case like this, if you gave money, give lillah or give sadaqah, that's fine, but not zakat and these type of things, which must go to poor Muslims only.
I see the brother from Umtlanga says, dear Mufti Sab, there are brothers out there who are recording and making false voice messages and saying that they are going to attack Phoenix, etc. Ustad.
Remember that this is a crime, actually. You must remember that. But our intelligence services, they were caught napping by their own admission. You must remember that. So many things happened in the past week, you know. And for our people to say they never, people meaning the authorities and so forth, to say that they did not expect it or anticipate it, that's grace, actually. You must remember, for what are we taxpayers paying so much, millions and billions and all that, to the ministers and to the deputy ministers and the bloated government and the military who are half asleep and so forth. So that definitely is an indictment upon them, you must remember. So if we have really law and order, so with today's technology, it's so easy, you must remember. that the cell phone companies have everything recorded, so easily they can pick up. You must remember who are the people, the instigators, and so forth and so on. And then remember, they must be taken to task for causing the mayhem and chaos, panic and fear in the masses. For me and you as Muslims and people of other faiths also, read chapter 12, Surah Yusuf, verse number 64. And that is, فَاللَّهُ خَيْرٌ حَافِظًا. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is the best protector. وَهُوَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. The Almighty Allah is the most merciful one to show mercy. Chapter 12, verse 64. You see, if you want to solve this problem for yourself, for your family, and everybody else, the first thing is place your trust in Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Second, read Durood Sharif, Salawat, salutations upon Nabiul Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam abundantly. Istighfar abundantly. وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ مُعَذِّبَهُمْ وَهُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ. Allah will not punish people as long as they engage in istighfar. Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah Rabbi min kulli dhambin wa atubu ilayh. Ya Allah, I seek your pardon and forgiveness. I make tawbah, I will change. I am changing for the better, Ya Allah. Istighfar is to do for the past, all the vices and sins we committed. Tawbah is to do with the future. We don't relapse, we don't go back to those evil and devilish actions and speech and so forth. Then the next point, that these people want to create panic, and that will cause mayhem, chaos, anarchy, lawlessness. So read, La ilaha illa anta subhanak inni kuntu minal zalimin. Chapter 21, in the 17th juz, 17th supara, and verse number 87. So remember, chapter 21, verse 87. La ilaha illa anta subhanak inni kuntu min al-zalimin. This is the supplication of Jonah, Nabi Yunus alayhi salatu salam, in the belly of the fish. And Almighty Allah gives us that guarantee. Allah will protect you, Allah will save you. وَنَجَّيْنَاهُ مِنَ الْغَمِّ وَكَذَلِكَ نُنْجِي الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. And give out charity daily. Allah will envelope us in His mercy. Chapter 7, verse 151. وَأَدْخِلْنَا فِي رَحْمَتِكَ وَأَنْتَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. Oh, beloved Allah, include us in your special, special mercy. Ya Allah, you are the most merciful one to show mercy.
Listener says, Ustad, when we will see Medina again, Ustad?
Remember that every true Muslim wants to go to the Haramain Sharifain, Makkah Mukarramah for Umrah, for Hajj, to Medina Munawwara for Ziyarat, so that we can read Salat and Salami upon Habibuna Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam directly in the court of the Master Alayhi Salatu Salam. Every Muslim is desirous to go to Masjidul Aqsa. So regarding the Haramain Sharifain, keep on reading 2 rakat Salat Tahajjud, or Ishraq time, or after Zuhr, or Salatul Duha 10-11 o'clock, Salat Jashta, or after Maghrib, after Isha, and read Surah 2, verse 128. Never look at the people. Look at Almighty Allah's mercy. وَأَرِنَا مَنَاسِكَنَا وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا. Oh, Almighty Allah, you show us the places of Umrah and Hajj of pilgrimage, Makkah, Mina, Arafat, Muzdalifah. So today they will go from Mina to Arafat, and mashallah, they'll be there 8, 9, 10 o'clock, and then the wukuf will start at the time when Zuhr time starts. Then at night after Maghrib, they will go to Muzdalifah. So in that way there, they'll see all three places today in InshaAllah al-Aziz. وَأَرِنَا مَنَاسِكَنَا وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ. Chapter 2, verse 128. And thereafter, remember that they will be going back to Mina and so forth for Muzdalifah. That is the Hujjaj. So for me and you, that always have that You know, faith and conviction, Allah Jalla wa Ala will answer our prayers and take us there. Similarly, always make dua for Masjidul Aqsa, the apartheid terrorist regime, the rogue apartheid regime of Israel. Yesterday, they allowed more than 1,400 of the settlers to come right into Masjidul Aqsa, and they were singing their anthem. They were singing their anthem and provoking the Muslims. Muslims not allowed, but the Jutla allowed. That is how Israel works, the rogue apartheid regime, and the crime committed by America, by the European powers and Western powers. Hardly anybody will say a word. But they want to champion human rights. They want to champion democracy. They want to champion, you must remember, all these type of things. The United Nations rapporteur just now, 2 weeks ago, said all these settlers in the illegal settlements is a war crime. So they are guilty of war crimes. They are the biggest thieves. You must remember stealing the land and occupying the land of the Palestinians for more than 73 years. But the Western powers, they speak of all this. That where is the human rights for the Taliban? What will they do? I'm asking, what is the rogue regime doing, you must remember, for the Palestinians? Treating them like third class and fourth class citizens, worse than the apartheid we experienced in South Africa. So therefore, these Western countries, 90%, 80% of the time, they have double standards and hypocrisy.
I see our bishop says, Ustad, Bishop Jacob says, that AK, I was watching some clips in MENA on YouTube channel. They made it so smart with bedrooms for each person. So what happened to sleeping out under the stars? Is your religion now following the West? This is Bishop Jacob Ustad.
You must remember, my brother Jacob, if you were listening to me from the start, I said that they are so paranoid there that they are enforcing the mask and social distancing to such an extent that they worry more about that than the people performing the pilgrimage properly. So you must remember, all this is advertising for them. You must remember, it's got nothing to do with Islam. It's just advertised. To restrict the Hajj for 60,000 people is haram in Islam. It's unacceptable. You must remember that. Who gave you the right to do so? So we need not curry favor with any person, any politician, any government. What is the truth needs to be spoken. So this is an advertising campaign for them. See how good we are, that we are doing social distancing, we are doing masks and all these type of things and so forth and so on. So it is just to appease the West. If you know anything, you must remember, Bishop Jacob, you see next year, 2022, Qatar will be holding the World Cup. So Saudi Arabia wants to now apply for the 2030 World Cup. So you're getting my message? The whole thing is just appeasement of the West. You must remember, we must impress the white man. We must impress America. We must impress Europe. We must do that what they like. We must impress who? You know who? World Health Organization. And you must remember, their vaccines are boomeranging. If you know what happened yesterday in France, more than 100,000 people assembled in Paris and they were protesting against the vaccines. And these are Western countries. But the Muslim, the Arab of today, majority of them, any country you go, Muslim country, Arab country, it's embedded in their hearts, in their mind, that the West is the best and white is right. They suffer from the inferiority complex instead of doing it the other way. Islam is the best, and remember that we will share it with the rest. Look at Taliban. You can call them whatever you want to. Not one Arab country, not one Muslim country, not one non-Muslim country could do what they did. They brought America to its knees, and now America is on the verge of disintegrating. So you must understand the system of Almighty Allah. Once you look for appeasement by the enemies, أَيَبْتَغُونَ عِنْدَهُمُ الْعِزَّةِ, are they looking for honor by the enemies of Islam? فَإِنَّ الْعِزَّةَ لِلَّهِ جَمِيعًا. So remember, honor, power, all comes only from Allah. And when Allah disgraces you, like how they are disgraced, I mean, let us be honest, every Arab country, Muslim country is disgraced. وَمَنْ يُهِنِ اللَّهُ فَمَا لَهُ مِنْ مُكْرِيمٍ. Then Almighty Allah will never give you honor after He disgraces you. So yes, I called it one big picnic, my brother. That pilgrimage is just the name and the people who are there. So for them we make dua, Allah accept. But from the authorities, it's just an advertisement. You must remember these things here. The essence of Hajj, the spirit of Hajj is all gone and lost long time.
Bishop says, God bless you. It's true what you are saying, Ustad.
Very good. That we hope, my brother, my bishop, that you can, when I say my bishop, I mean my friend. So you must remember that we all can speak the truth without fear and favor.
Listen to this question, Ustad. The listener says, good morning, sir. I don't know how to say this. I am a looter. I have stolen goods worth millions. I am not poor. Now I have regrets. I went with the flow. How do I return the goods, Ustad? And the laptop just went off.
So you must remember this. So in a case like that, so you went and you looted because your emotions got the better of you. So first thing you must do is repent to Almighty Allah and ask Him, Almighty Allah, for forgiveness. Number two is this, that obviously you can't go back there. You don't even know from who you stole and looted and so forth. You have to go to the police and tell them that this is the crime I committed and so forth and so on, and rather give me a fine, and that as it is the prisons are full and I came here and so forth. But the police also, not everyone will give you a fine. They'll say, just nigalo mali and lulungile, you know. They'll say, just give me a bribe or give me something and so forth. That is our South Africa. So anyway, my advice to you will be, you first repent. Second one, otherwise you go to the police, or otherwise take all those things and give it to the poor, the really poor people. But remember, you are guilty of a major, major crime. And if you know some honest policemen and so forth, give it to them, and then they can do it whatever they want to, because they made so many announcements. Or last alternative, give to the poor people. Remember, who are those who are really, really poor, and there are millions of them who are really suffering nowadays.
He says, if I do, I will be killed, sir. So what do I do, Ustaz?
Yeah, give it to the poor people. Remember that. And this, you become now, innal hasanat yudhibna sayyat. You committed vices, so try and do some good. But that does not exonerate you, and that does not mean that now everything is fine. You must actually give it to the real owners, but we don't know who they are now. So in a case like that, give it to the poor people and beg Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla for forgiveness.
Brother Rajesh wants to know, Ustad, can he contribute to the people of Palestine, Ustad?
Yes, 100%, but be very careful. Today there are so many people just jumping on the bandwagon. They will say Palestine, Palestine, and by the time they collect $100,000, $1 million, you will find 30%, 50% reaching there. The rest, they pocketing, or their family are getting enriched and so forth. So you need to be very circumspect and careful which organization you are giving to, my brother Rajesh.
One more, Ustaz. Somebody says here that I became Muslim a month ago. People don't know me by my Muslim name and mistake me for somebody else. How do I incorporate my new name and religion associated to my late name? Also, do I have to change my ID, sir, Ustad?
My brother, my sister, you embrace Islam. We say Alhamdulillah ala zalik. We thank Almighty Allah for this greatest bounty which He showered upon you, brother, sister. Number two, you should do so yourself. You know who your friends are, your associates are, your colleagues are. You must tell them my name was John, Tom, or whatever, or Suzanne, or Annie, or whatever. And now my name is Fatima, Zainab, Jamila. My name is Ahmed, Muhammad, Abdullah, whatever your name is. And you don't have to change ID and so forth. What you need to do, very, very important, and I'll end on this. Every one of you, male, female, who embrace Islam, you must sign an affidavit. And the affidavit will state and get it stamped by the police and whatever you. So, or commissioner of oaths and so forth, that when you pass away, then everything must be done according to the Islamic law, the burial and everything else that follows. That's wajib and compulsory. Because many a time people embrace Islam, they pass away, then the family takes them away, and we can't do much because we don't have no documentation. So make, you understand, one affidavit, but have three, before made, give it to your family, give it to your doctor, give it to your imam and so forth, the leader there in the mosque, and inshallah, when you pass away with iman, then everything will go easy for everybody. Inshallah, we will see you around 11:30 for the sermon and khutbah from Arafat, inshallah, today. Remember, in South Africa, Arafat day is tomorrow, and today is Arafat day in Makkah and Arafat, inshallah. So make dua for us and the Ummah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.